And then thirdly, emotional energy is not available for the living of the spiritual life because it's just too coarse. Spiritual life requires spiritual energy. We can't, for instance, meditate with our muscles. The muscles may be full of energy, may be very strong, very powerful, but for meditation we require something finer. So ordinary human energy, even ordinary human emotional energy, isn't available for the spiritual life just because it's too coarse-grained, as it were. Before it can be used for and by the spiritual life, it has to be refined. Now, there are various ways of resolving blockages of emotional energy, various ways of stopping the waste of emotional energy, and of refining the more coarse emotional energies. And if we can do this, if we can resolve the blockages, stop the waste, and refine the coarse energies, then energy will be conserved, it will be unified, and it will just flow forth, it will just stream forth, as it were. Blockages are resolved through awareness, through introspection, through engaging in genuinely creative or at least productive work, through the stepping up of human communication, if necessary with the help of what we call the communication exercises. Then again we find meditation helps. Quite a lot of blockages get resolved, as it were automatically, spontaneously, in the course of meditation practice. Waste is also stopped through awareness of the fact that one is indulging in negative emotions, and waste is also stopped by cultivating the opposite emotions, say love instead of hate, confidence instead of fear, and so on. As regards the verbal expressions of negative emotions, these just have to be stopped by an act of will. There's nothing else that one can do about them. They don't deserve any better treatment. And as I've observed on more than one occasion, if we can only be silent, if we can only stop talking, not just verbal expressions of negative emotions, but all verbal expressions whatsoever. If we can just stop for a while, a few minutes, a few hours, maybe a few days, some of us have done this in the retreats, at least for a day, or say half a day, and one finds that when one cuts off, when one shuts off verbal expression, energy accumulates within. It's quite wonderful. And those who have had this experience will know this, that an enormous amount of energy goes out of us because we have to talk. And probably most of you know that if you can spend a day quietly at home, all by yourself, not talking to anyone, you experience an accession of energy. So not only can we save energy by shutting off, by stopping the verbal expressions of negative emotions, but by stopping for a while, for a time, for a period, verbal expressions altogether. One feels calm, one feels peaceful, more aware, more mindful. And then you find, gradually, that it's as though a little spring of energy, a fresh, clear spring of energy, was bubbling up inside you. Pure and, as it were, virginal, not touched, not tainted, because it was just kept within you and not expressed outwardly in any form, in any manner. Now, the coarser emotional energies are refined in two ways. One, through practices of faith and devotion, like our Sevenfold Puja, and also through the fine arts, and through music, painting, poetry, and so on. And this, incidentally, is one of the reasons why we have an arts group. Some people may wonder, well, what's a Buddhist movement doing with an arts group? Might think the two are a bit incompatible, but it isn't so at all. This is just one of the ways in which the emotional energies can be refined and made more readily available for the spiritual life. So in this way, too, energy is released and becomes available for the spiritual life.